people who interpreted the meaning of books became very important. Typically, these were classical authors, but the book that everyone cared about, the interpretations they cared about, were the Bible.
Yeah.
And people who interpreted the natural world, who investigated different species of plants and animals, people who interpreted the meaning of rocks rather than books, became very important by the beginning of the 19th century, when Darwin was growing up. Mm. And there was a real clash between the interpreters of books and the interpreters of rocks as to who would have the upper hand. And ordinary people's allegiance began to shift by the middle of the 19th century, around 1850, 1860, in favor of the interpreters of rocks and plants and animals.
Hmm.
And these people were first called scientists in the 1870s. That wasn't a word anyone used, only one or two people used in Darwin's boyhood. But now scientists, the interpreters of plants and animals and rocks, became culturally important, and the interpreters of books took second place. But of course, it was always essential to look around us in the world to find out the things that God had created. People
right.
had always been comparing right. what they saw and felt with what was in the text of the Bible.
And possibly intuitively reconciling them.
Well, exactly. Remember also that in the 19th century, and I can speak only of the Western world, until the 1840s, I suppose, less than half, probably less than a third of people could read.
Mm-hmm.
So culture was transmitted orally rather than by writing for the great masses of people. What they heard from pulpits rather than what they read in papers. And yes, the Bible was available to people. It was a great incentive to learn how to read, so you could read the Bible for yourself.